predictability. The milkman, the paper boy, the evening TV. Everybody eventually says that they're as lost as you. So everybody shout it together. Hey, don't sell your dreams so soon.
Tell me what Thanksgiving is all about. Fernando!
Giving thanks for all our blessings.
Wrong. Thanksgiving is about me. Me hosting the perfect Thanksgiving, which takes macro thinking, micromanaging, and a little microwaving. It's gonna be a very full house. So, here is your schedule of tomorrow's activities, suggested dress code, and a voucher good for 1 6-minute shower.
Do I really have to specify light or dark meat right now?
Of course not. You have until 4.
Even Dad wasn't this neurotic, and he used to vacuum the fridge.
Okay, make fun of me if you want, but now that Dad lives in L.A. and Uncle Jesse and Aunt Becky are there, too, and Joey's stuck in Vegas, this is our one chance all year to get the whole family together. And that's why this has to be the best Thanksgiving in the history of Thanksgivings.
Oh, you are something cute with your holiday spirit.
Oh, and you are something cute when you tell me I'm something cute.
Grandpa Daddy's here.
Oh, okay. Grab the sleeping chart.
I'm so excited to meet your dad and his wife.
Oh, well, Terry's with her family, but you're gonna love my dad.
I haven't seen old man Tanner in 20 years. Now he's gonna be older man Tanner.
I'm sure you remember, but he's not a big fan of the Gibblers.
Yeah, so nobody tell him that I'm dating Jimmy Gibbler.
In that case, call me Jimmy Gobbler. In honor of Thanksgiving, you know.
Okay.
Hey, my peeps! What's crack-a-lackin'? Yo, family fips bumps, come on, all around. Yeah, and et cetera.
Is that your Ferrari on the sidewalk?
True that. You should have seen me blazing through Fresno. This dude gives me a look like, let's go, and I give him a look like, it's on. And then I just blew the doors right off his Prius. Up high my posse! Yeah! And et cetera.
Excuse me, sir, but have you seen our dad? Because if you do, could you tell him that we're very concerned about whatever this is?
Most deaf, Steph.
Excuse me. Dad, this is my boyfriend, Dr. Matt Harmon.
It is so great to finally meet you, Mr. Tanner.
Ah, so you and Donna Jo been getting jiggy with it? Urban Dictionary. Look it up.
And Aunt Stephanie is dating Kimmy's brother, Jimmy Gobbler.
Max, we just discussed this.
What? I said Gobbler, not Gibbler.
You're dating a Gibbler?
Down low, home slice.
Up top, white bread?
Yeah.
Chest bomb. Oh, I'm sorry.
Beware the pit bull.
Dad, according to my sleeping chart, you're back in your old room.
Oh, sweet. Back in the OG crib. Mac Danny.
I don't know what he's on, but I like him.
It's Uncle Jesse and Aunt Becky.
Oh, those two are just like Kimmy and I. So crazy in love.
You promised to stop talking about it.
You're the one talking about
it. I'm only talking about it because you can't stop talking about it.
Hi. Are you and Aunt Becky fighting?
No, we're just expressing our love loudly. That's how much we love each other. Right, honey bear?
You got it, butternuts.
See, we're not fighting. Butternuts?
Hi, Uncle Jesse.
Hi.
It's our cousins, Nikki and Alex.
Oh, hey, guys.
Or Alex and Nikki. I can never tell them apart.
Look, the boys bought fish tacos from their mildly successful fish taco truck.
That I paid for.
Yes. Which reminds us, the refrigerator broke. So eat up before the mayo turns rancid.
Hey, Deej, where are we staying?
Oh, all four of you are back in your old room.
Feel free to use my hair gel, my mousse, my dippity-doo.
Amateur, I got this covered.
Max, everyone who's coming is here.
No, they're not.
Happy Turkey Day! Uh-oh, Ginger disappeared. That's what you get when you marry a magician.
Do you believe in magic?
I believe in RSVPs. What are you guys doing here?
You didn't RSVP?
I thought you did.
Jinx,
buy me a Coke.
Yeah, okay. Let me check. Yeah, we can, I'll squeeze you in. Yeah, I don't know what I would have done if you would have brought your kids.
Hello.
They seem adorable.
Oh, yeah, so do koala bears, till they rip your face off.
To America's next great singing sensation, the Gladstone Four.
Jerry, Lewis, Phyllis, and Joan.
You guys have gotten so big. How old are you now?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay, well, the boys can bunk with Jackson and Max, and the girls are with Ramona.
Thanks, DJ. Come on, Gladstone Four. Let's go upstairs. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Up we go to the second floor.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Climbing stairs is really great.
Oh, did I hit the jackpot or what?
Jess, I'd like to put this argument aside until after Thanksgiving.
That's what I want.
I just want to have a fun weekend.
That's what I want.
Then I want to adopt a baby.
That's not what I want.
I'm serious. I have baby fever.
Maybe it's allergies. Take a Claritin. As you know, I'm a man of a certain age.
You can't say it, can you?
Yeah, and you better not either. We adopt the kid now. By the time it's in junior high school, I'll be on my third hip.
Jesse, you are in incredible shape. You could wear my jeans.
In fact, you are.
I like the way they hug my curves. Come on, Beck, I finally got you to myself. I mean, the boys are on their own. They're all grown up.
Mom, did you pack my retainer?
Yeah, next to your Flintstone vitamins.
Yes.
See? Don't you just love those parenting moments?
Not that much, no. Hey, I got an idea. Why don't we go away? Just you and me. We'll go on a safari. We'll sleep with lions circling our tent. It'll be fun. It'll be exciting. It'll be baby-free.
Okay, fine. We'll go on a safari.
Well, that backfired. Please don't make me go on a safari. Lions scare me.
You don't know what you want.
Mom has a good point, Dad.
Hey, I gave you that fish taco truck. I can take it away.
Dad's got a good point, Mom. It is.
playing dress up. Look at me. I'm Ramona. I wear makeup.
Who told you you could wear my clothes and my makeup? This is so uncool.
I'm Ramona, and I use big words like so uncool.
Why don't you guys take off my stuff and let's play clean up my room?
We have a better idea. Let's have a pillow fight!
Oh, please, stop that. Stop that. You know, I always wanted sisters. Now I don't.
Come on, guys, seriously.
This is all your fault!
They said it was a magic trick. They lied to me.
You're supposed to be smarter than a 7-year-old.
Ooh, dirty laundry!
Oh, no, come on, guys, seriously.
Let's take me
guys,
home.
That's, oh, God. My gym shorts.
Here, it's a dirty
car.
Let's get out of
here. Those kids are animals.
That's insulting to animals.
Can you move that kid? I need a place to crash.
Are you and Aunt Becky okay?
Oh, yeah, we're great. You know, sometimes we like to sleep in separate rooms, and then later I sneak in as TSA Officer Jesse. I make her take her shoes off, and I pat her down thoroughly.
TSA Officer Jesse's not sneaking back in tonight. Here's your toothbrush and your hairnet.
Homies, I'm a homie.
I just threw up in my eyes.
Funny story. I was just hoverboarding down at the ends of the pier, and suddenly the icy waters of the bay just beckoned to me. So me being the devil-may-care daredevil that I be, I just got all naked and I just dived right in.
Wait, you actually went skinny dipping in the bay at night?
Oh, yeah. And it was exhilarating at first until these sketchy thug types, they stole all my threads. So then I had a nude hoverboard over to a nearby church and I fetched these out of the donation bin. How you like me now?
Sorry, I was just daydreaming about your nude hoverboarding.
Hey, Dad, can Uncle Jesse crash with you? Things are a little rocky with him and Aunt Becky.
Oh, really? You want to talk about it?
No.
Okay, then you can crash with me.
Mom, we cannot stay in our own rooms. You have to get rid of Joey's kids.
Yeah, they're criminally insane.
That's insulting to the criminally insane.
I know, they're a handful. Tell you what, just sleep with us tonight and we'll make it a fuller family slumber party.
Did Tola say slumber party?
Everybody, they're 90 minutes late for the family photo.
They're out having fun playing football. Sweetie, you seem a little grumpy. Did you get any sleep last night?
Well, not much. I mean, Tommy was crying, Stephanie was snoring. There were 6 kids getting up to pee and the 1 kid who didn't.
Well, you know what you need.
Yeah, what I need are all 23 people to adhere to my carefully crafted schedule.
I was thinking more like a kiss.
Well, that would cut into my basting time, but it would stop me from complaining.
Hmm. Happy thanks, what the heck?
Steve!
Steve.
Yeah, I'm Steve. What is going on here?
Yeah, you tell him that. He's your best bud.
Yeah, but you guys go way back. In fact, I'm gonna go wait in the car.
What we're trying to say is, well, Matt and I just started dating.
No! Oh! Way, Jose!
Wow! Isn't that great?
I always thought that you guys would make the loveliest couple. You know, we should all get together for a really big dinner. No, wait, we are.
You know, as long as you guys are happy, I'm super cool with this, all right? I mean, besides, I am totally in love with DJ. I mean, CJ. C with a C, not a D, and then a J. DJ. But, I mean, CJ.
He does that a lot.
Hey, we're back!
Guess who won the game?
What happened to you?
Life, yo. I went long and ended up deep. And you know what, DJ? Mud feels good. Excuse me.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Get away from me. You're filthy. Bad enough having to share a bed with you last night.
Jesse, you know that's not what happened.
It ain't like you ran away.
Cut it out!
Ramona, that's not how you say it. It's not angry, it's playful.
Let's show her, gang.
Cut it out! Yes!
Okay, guys, I need you to focus. Is anyone even listening to me? Thanks, Dad.
Look at how cute his little face is. Don't you want to adopt one of these?
Oh my gosh, are you guys adopting a baby?
No.
That's amazing!
Well, we're not adopting a baby. You see why I didn't want to bring this up? I mean, you think this family's really going to take the side of a guy who's anti-baby? See? Now I'm the bad guy.
I don't think you're a bad guy. You just say babies.
This is the last time I'm going to ask. Line up and look happy for crying out loud.
Just gave me a wet willy.
Okay, I give up. I am canceling the picture, and I'm not rescheduling. You're lost, people.
Man, she's so uptight. Where'd she get that?
What happened to my perfect Thanksgiving? Come on, Deej. Today is all about family. Don't let our family ruin that. But Dad has lost his mind. Jesse and Becky won't stop bickering, and Joey's family is totally out of control. You know what we gotta do?
Sneak off to Olive Garden.
Tempting, but not yet. First, let's try to parent the parents, okay? I'll talk to Uncle Jesse. Deej, you get Dad. Kimmy, you get the easy job. Tell Joey his kids need to straighten up or hit the bricks. Stephanie's right. It is up to us to save Thanksgiving.
Let's do it. Today, we're the She-Turkey Pack.
Come on, everybody, let's gobble howl. Sure, it looks dumb if I'm the only one doing it. Come on. Get your waddle up. Come on.
Dad, are you having some kind of midlife crisis?
No. I just started acting completely different in the middle of my life.
The middle?
Okay, I'm having a two-thirds life crisis.
It all started last week, Deej. I was dusting the top of my big oak bookcase. I hadn't wiped it down for like 3 days. I know, shame on me. So I'm standing on this step stool, and all of a sudden it gives way, and I fall to the ground, and then the solid oak bookcase starts coming towards me, and it's gonna fall on me, and I think to myself, you're gonna die right now. And you just spent your whole life being a cardigan-wearing, hug-obsessed neat freak. And then I thought, you know what? With whatever time you got left, you just put your pedal to the metal.
Wow. That was one slow-falling bookcase. But go on.
Well, luckily I was able to get out of the way before I got impaled by my incredibly heavy bampia.
Your Bay Area Morning Personality of the Year Award?
Yeah, my bampia. So I got up and I went straight to the Ferrari dealership.
Yeah, about that Ferrari you bought. Is that really you, Dad?
Well, to tell you the truth, it's a rental. And to be totally honest, I miss my Honda Accord. I hate cigars. Why am I doing this?
I'm glad to hear you say that, because I miss my sweater-wearing, Honda-loving, nerd-bomber dad.
Me too. He was adorable. DJ, it's just been weird. I just turned 60, and I just started thinking, what's it all about?
Well, that one's easy. Everyone in this house is here because of you. We're what it's all about.
You're right. Thanks, Teach. Oh, man, I want a hug so bad right now.
Oh, bring it in, Dad. Mm.
Oh, could I have an extra shower voucher? I got mud in places that I didn't know mud could be.
Boy, Kimmy, your daughter's a slob.
Joey, I need to say something, and you're not gonna like it. But there are four people in this house who are causing big problems.
I think I know where you're going with this.
Oh, good.
Yeah, they're annoying, obnoxious, they get on people's nerves. I'm totally with you on this one.
Great, so you'll tell them to shape up or ship out?
With pleasure. I'm gonna give Jesse, Becky, and the Taco Twins an earful.
No, wait, that's not what I meant.
No, don't worry. I'll do it with a funny voice so it won't sound so harsh. You know what, Kimmy? You have really blossomed into a terrific young woman. I mean, Steph and DJ are so lucky to have you here.
Aw. Joey, we are so lucky to have you here.
Thanks.
In fact, you and your family can stay as long as you'd like.
Kimmy, thank you so much. The kids would love that. You know what? We're going to stay an extra week.
Yes, sounds good. That went well.
Wait a minute. What are we doing in here?
Look, Tommy likes a story before he goes to bed, and nobody reads a story better than you.
I know what you're up to. You're trying to trick me into wanting a baby again by showing me how much I love babies and how much babies love me and by complimenting my hair.
I didn't compliment your hair.
I know, I keep waiting. It looks awesome today. Still waiting.
Okay, your hair looks awesome.
Hair flattery will get you nowhere.
Wait. Look, I know that you're stubborn, but I also know how much you love Aunt Becky. All right, don't forget that. Here.
Here, kid.
Now, use your Elvis voice. Kids love that. I know I did.
The little engine that could... Oh, the king knows what's in my heart. All right. Once upon a time, there was a little itty-bitty mystery train. And he was going up the hunka-hunka hill to get a clam bake. And he said, a one for the money? I think I can. I think I can. I think I can. Two for the show? I think I can. I think I can. I think I can. A three to get ready and go, get, go. A go, get, go. A go, get, go.
I love that story.
Well, thank you very much.
Look, Jess, I was talking to Stephanie, and maybe you're right.
Well, I like where this is going.
You raised two boys with me and three girls with Danny and Joey. You deserve to retire from diaper duty.
What's the catch?
Jess, I didn't want to just raise another child. I wanted to raise one with you. And if we're both not into this 100%, then we shouldn't do it at all.
Are you sure? I know you really wanted this.
Only if you did. Love you. Carry on, boys.
You see that, kid? You see that? Now, that's a good woman right there. That is a good woman. When you get married, you find a woman like Becky, okay? Go to sleep. Go to sleep. I still got it.
Hey, I am back on track. Where'd all my food go?
Oh, well, you seemed busy, so I gave you a little hand with the food and the table.
Oh, no, you shouldn't have done that. Nobody puts together a better Thanksgiving table than you. Where'd you get the cornucopias?
They were in my trunk. You never know.
I thought this year would be at the grown-up table.
Mom, Alex is kicking me.
And that's why you're still at the kids' table.
I'd like to make a toast, please. To my daughter, DJ, for reminding me what's important in life. My beautiful family and friends, and for this incredible Thanksgiving feast.
Well, CJ helped a little.
I told them.
Cheers.
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 Oh, and I would like to make a toast. To the new couple, Matt and DJ. Who knows if it'll work out? The statistics say no. But I'm pulling for you. Cheers.
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 Well, let's hold hands, you two kids, and let's give thanks. Dear God, thank you. We are so grateful for this wonderful meal, and we're so fortunate that we're all here together and we're healthy. We miss Michelle. We hope that she'll be with us next year.
Come, it'll be fun.
Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to say something about my beautiful wife. Becky has such a big heart, and she's been saying that somewhere out there, there's a kid that needs our love. So I'm here to tell everyone, let's do this.
Aww. Really?
Mm-hmm.
We can adopt a baby.
I'd like that.
Oh, have mercy.
This may not be the best time.
But Kimmy asked me to tell Jesse and his family some difficult news.
Definitely not the best time.
I'd also like to thank Kimmy for inviting me and my entire family to stay, and I quote, for as long as you'd like.
I'm going to a motel.
Okay, everyone, grab some
Happy Thanksgiving!
I was thinking,
everybody eventually.